Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is. Thank you for tuning in to the Divorce Collective podcast. I am your host today. My name's Danielle Young. I'm a senior associate here at Collective Family Law Group. And today I'm going to take you through on the podcast, on this episode, putting children first. You know me, that's what I'm all about. But putting children first, the role of mediation in parenting disputes. In the emotionally charged landscape of family law, parenting disputes often stand as the most delicate and profoundly impactful matters. Amidst the turmoil of separation or divorce, parents grapple not only with their own emotions, but also with the paramount concern of securing the best interests of their children. In this pursuit, many families are turning to mediation as a compassionate, collaborative, and effective means of resolving parenting disputes. Mediation, as an alternative to traditional litigation, offers, like I said, a collaborative but also a child-centered approach to resolving conflicts. Unlike the adversarial nature of court proceedings, mediation fosters open communication and cooperation between parents, aiming to reach mutually agreeable solutions that prioritize the well-being of the children involved. At the heart of mediation is the recognition that children benefit most when their parents can maintain a healthy co-parenting relationship. By engaging in mediated discussions and facilitated discussions by an experienced family dispute resolution practitioner, parents have the opportunity to directly address their concerns, share their perspectives, and work together to try to create a parenting plan or a parenting arrangement that reflects the unique needs of their family. One of the key advantages to mediation in child custody or parenting cases is its flexibility. Unlike court-imposed decisions, which may feel rigid and really impersonal, mediated agreements are tailored to the specific circumstances and dynamics of each family. Parents have the freedom to craft creative solutions that accommodate their schedules, values, and preferences, promoting a sense of ownership and empowerment over that outcome. Moreover, mediation empowers parents to focus on the long-term interests of their children. Rather than engaging in contentious battles driven by anger or resentment or emotion, mediation encourages parents to set aside their differences and collaborate as co-parents. This collaborative approach not only minimizes the emotional toll on children, but it helps to preserve their relationships with both of their parents, fostering stability and security during times of transition. Another significant benefit of mediation, in particular for parenting cases, is its ability to reduce conflict and promote amicable resolutions. Unlike courtroom battles, which can escalate tensions and prolong the animosity between their parents, mediation provides a safe and neutral space for constructive dialogue. With guidance of a trained and experienced mediator, parents can address sensitive issues with respect and civility, paving the way for a smoother transition to post-divorce or post-separation co-parenting. Furthermore, mediation offers a more cost-effective and time-efficient alternative to litigation. Court proceedings can be protracted and costly, draining both financial resources and emotional energy. In contrast, mediation sessions are typically shorter and less expensive, allowing families to allocate their resources towards building a stable and secure future for their children. So, as we've canvassed here today, mediation plays a crucial role in post-separation parenting disputes by prioritizing the needs of children and fostering a cooperative co-parenting relationship. By providing that collaborative, flexible, and child-centered approach to conflict resolution, mediation offers families a pathway to amicable resolutions that uphold the best interests of everyone involved, particularly the children. As more families recognize the benefits of mediation, and most certainly our court has already identified the benefits of mediation, that's obvious. It's mandated now. You have to attend mediation before court. But really it's up to families to recognize the benefit of mediation as opposed to litigation. It's becoming increasingly preferred option for navigating the complexities of parenting disputes, ensuring that the children are truly put first. I hope that's been insightful and given you some food for thought when you're contemplating what pathway to go down for your family law matter. I am a massive advocate for mediate, not litigate. I'm a massive advocate for respectful relationships, and I'm a massive advocate for trying to find solutions for families. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. And you know, it's difficult. Families are complex. Needs are complex. Families are different. So it's not easy, but it is achievable. And mediation is far, far better for families in the long run than contested litigation in our family court system. So no matter how hard you think your case is or your matter is, don't be dissuaded by anyone, including your own negative beliefs about the benefit that mediation can have. And I've addressed it before. It doesn't have to be one mediation and that's it, you know, one time only, the be all and the end all. We can structure agreements, particularly in parenting cases, that have a pathway forward. And that might mean a second mediation at some point down the track to either review what's going on, change what's going on, or to offer another opportunity to discuss issues that didn't get discussed at the first mediation, for example. But a lot of times, with the right family lawyer and the right mediator, families can often reach agreement at those mediations. So have a think about it. All right. Until next time, take care and stay informed.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.